Cheers. Hello, hello. So, real talk. One of my intentions for 2021 is to be more disciplined and more consistent with my creativity because I have so many things that I want to do and so many art project ideas that like I write them all down and either I get like high off the inspiration and like go into fantasy land about it but don't actually do anything, or I just get overwhelmed and then I don't do anything because I'm overwhelmed. And then on top of that I get winter sads, which like takes away a lot of my motivation to do anything. So I thought it would be cool to do the Artist's Way 12-step program. So the Artist's Way is a book that's geared towards creatives, and it was written by someone who went through like a 12-step recovery program for her addiction. And so she took parts of that recovery program and then she tailored a program that was for creatives, or for people who like used to enjoy creative projects when they were younger, but then as an adult they kind of like fell away from it. And that's really common, I feel like, when kids are just like naturally creative and playful, and then like school disciplinary systems, and as we get older capitalism just kind of like drills all of that out of us, and it sucks and it takes a lot of work to get that back. So like I personally used to be able to just draw for hours as a kid, or read for hours, or like I would play piano every day for 30 minutes no matter what. And now as an adult, after I went through college and just working like the 9-to-5 life, it just became really challenging for me to be able to do that. So I want to get back to it because that's where like all of my passions are and I have so many ideas. And so this is week one. I tracked in my journal. So the first assignment of the Artist's Way is to do morning pages. So the point of it is to get out your inner censor's opinion. So you basically just write for like 3 pages, whatever automatically comes to mind, even if it's like the same word over and over again. And yeah, so you do that every morning. And I did this for week one. I did this 5 days out of 7. So I'm like, okay, that's like still, you know, like taking a weekend off technically. And even though I didn't do it every single day, I still got quite a bit out of it. I really like journaling, and I want to be more disciplined with like my journaling practice because like my brain just feels like it's more smoothly running when I journal on a regular basis. And so yeah, having this assignment kind of like forces me to write first thing in the morning. I used to only journal at night, but I actually think it's really helpful to journal first thing in the morning because the point of it is to get out all of like the brain soup that we accumulate through our days and through our dreams. And the idea is that all of those, that brain soup sludge, a lot of it also carries our like anxieties and our doubts and like our inner critics. And so because you're just supposed to write whatever's going on in your mind, if you're having a lot of critical thoughts or anxious thoughts or just like mundane to-do list kind of thoughts that are like taking up your brain space, that's like a blockage for your creativity. So yeah, I notice even without her like relating it to creativity, I find it really helpful because I'm just an anxious person, and for me personally, like my anxiety manifests as being dissociated a lot, and I just kind of wake up dissociated, and especially since like I sometimes have really intense dreams, and I wake up feeling like my brain is like litter jar that just got shook and there's just a bunch of sediment flying around everywhere. And so the morning pages really helped me get all of that on the paper so that it wasn't like still swimming in my head the rest of the day. And then when I did decide to work on creative projects, I did notice I was able to get into them a little bit more easily without just staring in anguish at, like, a blank page, which is usually a big obstacle for me. So, that was my review of the morning pages, and you're supposed to do them every day, every week of the program. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe I'll do 6 out of 7 this week.
Cool.
Hydrate or dehydrate. The next assignment. Oh, I did take like a few little notes that I learned from the first week. One is that audacity is greater than talent, because talent implies that you were just like born with like some magical gift or something that like you didn't really have to like work for. Usually when people say talent, what they mean is skill, because anything that someone's good at, I mean, like, yeah, it might come naturally to them, but it's like they do have to spend some time working on it in order to be skilled at it. Anyway, but more important than all of that is audacity, because audacity is like that will to like do something, like that idea that like, yes, like I can do this regardless of how qualified or good I am or whatever. And with creative stuff, it's like, just do it. Just do it. Doesn't matter if you're good or bad at it. Just do it. Okay. That was just a little nugget that I really enjoyed. Then one assignment was to time travel. List 3 enemies of your creative self-worth and list 3 champions or supporters of your creative self-worth. I'm not going to say all of them. Actually, yeah, let's spill some tea. The 3 enemies that I put of my creative self-worth was my high school art teacher, who said, don't worry, we'll get you therapy. After she saw one of my pieces, she said, we'll get you therapy and we'll make everybody else in the class pitch in so your mom doesn't have to. Wow, fuck you, lady. The other one was my middle school best friend who made fun of me a lot. Like, she would make fun of me for singing, for drawing, for the things I would get excited about. Like, wow, you're a real bummer, man. Nobody needs that. Oh, and Christianity. Big enemy of creative source. Don't recommend it. Do not recommend. 3 champions of my creative self-worth was my queer theory professor, really opened my mind, David Bowie, and myself, because I chose to do this 12-step program. Then, the next assignment is to do imaginary lives. So if you had 5 lives, what would you do with them? 1, cottagecore beach commune with queer polyamorous lovers. We have a huge garden, cats, and goats. Full-time stripper and rich AF. Psychology expert who writes breakthrough discoveries, TED Talks, speeches, and courses about topics like dissociation, sex, and or psychedelics. Classically trained dancer and musical theater performer. Owner of a dispensary and or community health center. And then the other assignments are to take your artist for a walk, just the 2 of you. So like going on a walk with the artsy part of your brain and just kind of having like a communication dialogue thing going on with them. So yeah, I did that. I asked some friends about some like local rivers and hikes that they like to go on. So I picked a random one from the list today, and I got to drive by some really beautiful scenery and see a really beautiful river, and it was really good for my brain. And I came home and took a nap, and I felt really refreshed. And then the other part of the assignment, that was kind of part of it, was to go on an artist date every week. So every week, you go somewhere by yourself for the purpose of just soaking in the inspiration and invigorating all of your senses and like pretending like you're talking with your inner artist self while you do that. So yeah, is that it? Yeah, that was my first week of the artist's way, and I'm going to keep doing this, and I think that doing a little 10-minute video each week will kind of help my dedication, consistency, hopefully, because that's something I really want to develop with my artwork. So yeah, if you want to do the artist's way or you've done it before, like, please comment and tell me what your experiences are with it or what you learned from about yourself from it. So yeah, anyway, week one. See y'all later.